This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol. Well, we did it. Give us a hand. We passed a rule this week on the floor of the House and quickly went back to work on the people's business. After a few weeks of paralysis caused by a member hell-bent on getting her way on an issue that had no real path in the Senate and withholding her vote on the rule until Speaker Mike Johnson cried uncle. It was all over the Save America Act, which the member from Florida was demanding to be attached to any other bill advancing in the House. The Speaker finally agreed to include some arrangement whereby the voter ID bill, or parts of it anyway, would eventually meet its certain fate in the Senate. But we were back to work, and that was to be celebrated. Among the items on the House calendar was a bill to make daylight savings time permanent. It passed the House with over 300 votes. It didn't get my vote, out of concerns I have over school kids boarding buses in pitch-black conditions. I fully realize most people don't like the idea of changing clocks twice a year. I agree with you. But for me, if we're going to make something permanent, let's do it for standard time. By the way, the entire Arkansas delegation voted against the bill, and Senator Cotton is a vocal opponent over on the Senate side. Frankly, I don't think that bill's going to see the light of day, pardon the pun, in the upper chamber. There are strong opinions on both sides of the issue. The common denominator, of course, is the hassle of changing clocks. I'm an early-to-bed, early-to-rise sort of creature, so hitting the sack around 9 o'clock p.m. in the summertime when the sun is still hanging around isn't conducive to a restful night of sleep. A lot of my ag producers are early risers, and an early sunrise gives them more family time at the end of a long day on the farm. But I also understand why Floridians prefer year-round daylight savings time, more daylight for golf, more daylight for the beach. I get it. So the House took action. I wasn't on the winning side. Oh well. We also cleared the third of 12 appropriation bills on the floor with the passage of the bill funding the State Department. It used to be called the SFOPS bill, State and Foreign Operations. I've never gotten used to the new acronym, so I'll just call it SFOPS. 9 more to go, including my bill, the Transportation and Housing and Urban Development Bill, funding all matters of transportation and, of course, our housing programs. There's an outside chance we could see it on the floor next week before we break for the August recess, but it will more likely be in early September. In that bill, by the way, there's a lot of money coming back to the 3rd District of Arkansas for local projects important to several 3rd District communities. So you can see why I'm anxious to get that bill across the finish line and ready to conference with whatever the Senate produces, assuming they produce something. Speaking of the Senate, like most others, the unexpected death of Senator Lindsey Graham left a real void on Capitol Hill. Lindsey was a unique individual. I had limited engagement with him over time, but his presence and voice will certainly be missed over there. God rest his soul. Our week did not end as well as it began. On Thursday, we planned to pass the Take Care of America's Veterans Act, a legislative package that included language of mine that made permanent veterans' access to telemedicine services, making it easier for our veterans, particularly those in the rural areas, to access vital therapies using telemedicine. A handful of members balked at the bill, and leadership pulled it at the last minute, leaving Chairman Mike Bost and the VA committee at the altar. Not sure where it goes from here. And on Thursday, the House Budget Committee marked up a resolution setting the table for another reconciliation bill. Most of the money in the $95 billion bill goes to defense. There's some farm aid in there and a pot of money for election security. There are no offsets, and that could make the bill problematic, though most of us around here know that we need to plus up Pentagon spending, given the ongoing conflict and worrisome stockpile levels. We're scheduled to be in session next week, the final few legislative days before the August recess. The National Defense Authorization Act and the reconciliation bill will be the focus. Good luck to us. Finally, I want to say how honored I was to be selected as the honored guest and reviewing officer for the Friday night sunset parade by the U.S. Marine Corps this week. It's one of the most enjoyable and inspiring events in Washington. My thanks and admiration to General Eric Smith, a Marine Corps commandant, and his entire Marine Corps for their service to our nation. You've honored me in a very special way. I hope you have a great weekend. We'll talk again next week. As always, I invite your views. This is Congressman Steve Womack with Comment from the Capitol.